Out here, it's easy to get lost in the vast, open nothingness. Rules don't apply. Morality is all a gray area. The only one you have to answer to is yourself. Me and my crew, we do what we have to survive. Some people call us pirates, scavengers, vultures. But we're people, same as you. People who used to have families, loved ones to protect and fight for. Now all we've got is each other, and that's just gonna have to be enough. Most folks are shocked to find that their ship's been commandeered by a group of improvising amateurs. Their surprise is even more palpable when they realize the leader of this gang, one of the most feared pirates in the galaxy, is a woman. Slight in stature, but I make up for it in quickness and cleverness. They never see it coming. I play the damsel in distress, in over her head, lost in the uncaring void of space. They fall over themselves trying to be the big men that save the day, just waiting for their reward, praying I'll show them just how grateful I can be. And if not, they're ready to take what they think they deserve. They never seem to ask themselves how I found my way in their path on my own. How I've made it this far with nothing but the suit on my back. Eagerly eating up the sob story of a jilted ex throwing me out of an airlock, leaving me to die here. Cursing the idiot who left me to the wolves, muttering reassurances that they're different. They could never disrespect a woman like that. All while snaking a hand around my waist or resting it on my thigh, the lust in their eyes speaking volumes. Idiots. Blinded by their primal needs, they don't notice me whip out a gun with enough firepower to take down a small shuttle. It takes a while for the shock to pass, their reaction slow, and I take advantage of the gap between their confusion and their realization of what's about to happen. While they reach for guns, they don't realize I've already found. I signal my crew, and the bloodbath begins. I can hold my own for a while. Hand-to-hand combat does the trick when someone kicks the gun out of my grip. 6-on-1 is only fun in a gangbang, but I don't mind being the center of attention. It gives the poor sops false hope that they might win, make it out alive, until they feel their ship being boarded. The best part is watching the hope extinguish from their eyes. When the dust finally settles and the bodies are laying listless on the floor, we can take stock of what surrounds us. She's a hauler, transporting weapons for trade on the black market. We found them at just the right time because our coffers have been running low. I wander out further, exploring the ship. Something feels off. Not quite right. My eyes linger on the hold. And deep inside, I feel the urge to open it. Not knowing what could be waiting on the other side. Once, I opened a ship's hold to discover they were trafficking a dozen kidnapped girls. Sex trafficking bastards. Who knew what I'd find here? Pushing the heavy door forward. My eyes are met with an empty cell. Venturing in a little further, I'm caught off guard when an arm hooks around my neck from behind. Or so it seems. Survivor or prisoner? I could end this with one shot, but it doesn't feel right. Instead, I break free of the hold and twist my attempted captor's arm against his back. All right. You've got 5 seconds to tell me why I shouldn't shoot you right now. Holding my gun to your head, your body pressed up against me, I search your eyes looking for any sign of fear or anger. I don't find it. Instead, your expression reads hopeless, like you've already had the fight taken out of you. I soften, release your arm, pull my gun away from your temple, but I don't lower it yet. You still haven't answered me. Instead, you stare, a spark of something appearing in your eyes. Curiosity, maybe? When you finally speak, a rich, tempered voice filters into my ears. You trickle into me with all the softness of a melody. You know who I am, or at least, who I'm supposed to be. How do you know that? No one ever figures it out until it's too late, and by that point, they're staring down the end of the barrel. You gesture at the gun I've got directed at you. Okay, smartass. But don't you think it's a bit of a leap to assume that any woman with a gun pointed at you is the most feared pirate in the galaxy? You only respond with a smirk. I can feel the annoyance stirring within. And something else. Something I haven't felt in a long time. Lust? Who are you, and why were you locked up in the hold of a black market weapon hauler? Instead of answering, you approach me, touch the gun-wielding hand lightly, and slowly push it down. And to my surprise, I don't resist, even though every cell in my body knows I should be doing otherwise. You come closer still. This time, you put a hand up to my cheek. I should break your neck for touching me, or at the very least, your wrist. But instead, I feel my body leaning into your touch instinctively. Maybe it's been too long since I've been touched that way. Nothing predatory or violent about it. Gentle and soft, the way someone would touch a newborn or baby animal, but with the reverence one reserves for the unbelievable. Whatever it is, I'm barely conscious of my lips moving towards yours. My free hand gripping your hair, the other pulling you into me again, just as roughly as before, but for a different reason. Before I know it, you're unzipping my spacesuit. I do the same to yours, pulling it down to the ground, crouching in front of you. I take you in all your naked glory. You pull me back up to you and push my suit down as I shake my arms out of it. I let it sit at my knees and click my Mac moots so that I can hook my legs around you. I've never fucked in zero G, but it's always been on my bucket list. You click your boots too, and suddenly we're floating. The only thing we can hang on to is one another. As we reach the ceiling, I grab onto the horizontal pole as you grab onto my hips, guiding your hard cock into me. My pussy is so wet, you slide effortlessly in, and I hold you there for a moment with one hand on your lower back. Wait. Let me just take it all in. You brush a floating curl from my face and kiss and nibble at my neck. Without meaning to, I arch my back and your cock slides slightly out of me. You shove it back in roughly, picking up a steady rhythm. You pulling my hips into yours while I hold the pole, keeping us in place. One of your hands wanders, grabbing and slapping at my ass hard and rough. It seems like you need this as much as I do. I let go of the pole and push against the wall to maneuver you under me. I want to ride you in zero G. There, put both of your hands up on that pole. Go on. Don't worry, I'll take care of the rest. I'm floating above you, my hair dancing in the air on my face, the lack of gravity making my breasts look weightless, unimaginably perky. You watch me, entranced, as I use your body to pull myself against you. I trail a finger down your chest to your belly, finally stopping at your cock, gently, teasingly stroking it, coaxing it to stand for me. That's right. I want you to be so hard it hurts. I can feel your cock throbbing, pulsing in my hand now, Without warning, I stop stroking and tenderly push your cock towards your stomach. Grabbing your shoulders, I hover, my pussy floating just above it, and slowly begin sliding up and down your cock with my wet lips. Good when your cock pushes between my pussy lips, sliding them open. You love it that I'm teasing you, don't you? You're absolutely desperate for me to let your cock slip right into my entrance, aren't you? Grinning wickedly, I slide against you faster, pressing down harder. Maybe if you ask nicely, I'll let you slide into me. Go ahead. Ask. Say please. Fuck. Do you like it when I grind my hips into you with your cock inside me? Rocking back and forth slowly, then a little faster. Leaning forward so my clit rubs up against your, my heart nipples brushing up against your chest. What if I let go? Let my body float up and ease off your cock, and just when I reach the tip, pull myself back onto you. Is this driving you as wild as it's making me feel? Do you want to be in control? Okay, let go of the pull now. Grab my hips and turn me so that my back is facing you. Yes, just like that. I'll grab the pull this time. You just keep those hands on my hips. Good. Now fuck me from behind. Thank goodness for this pull, because I'm pushing back into you so hard that if I wasn't holding on, we'd probably fly over to the other side. Yes. Fuck me harder. This pussy is all yours. You feel powerful, huh? Reducing the most feared pirate in space to this whimpering, begging mess. Please. Fuck me harder. Just like that. Yeah. I'm getting so close. Please let me come for you. Oh, I just want to come on that beautiful cock of yours. Please. Please. I just want us to come together. I want to feel you come pumping into me as I let go. Oh, God. Oh, I don't think I can stop it, baby. Please. You know, you never did tell me who you are. You're the captain of this ship? Fuck.